The president's visit to Ohio comes at a time of political tension in the state. As Joe Ingles of Ohio Public Radio reports, a scandal has threatened to weaken the Republican Party's control of state government.
Republican leaders in Ohio have said they hope President Bush's visit will calm Republican voters who are paying close attention to a rash of negative stories hitting the GOP. Tom Noe, the coordinator for President Bush's re-election campaign in Northwest Ohio, is in legal trouble for allegedly bilking millions from the state's insurance fund for injured workers. The Ohio Bureau of Workers' Compensation invested in a $55 million coin and collectibles fund it purchased from Noe, a major Republican campaign contributor. It then allowed him to manage that fund for nearly a decade with little oversight. Questions were raised, investigations ensued, and now Noe's own attorney concedes up to $12 million of state money is missing. While Noe is under investigation, key Republicans like Governor Bob Taft are under fire.
I'm outraged, I'm angered, I'm saddened, and I'm sickened.
Taft says he didn't know about problems with the Noe investment until a few weeks ago, prompting angry outbursts from Democrats such as State Senator Mark Dann. He criticizes GOP leaders for not taking action against Noe sooner.
We knew about it a year ago, and the governor didn't know? Either he's incompetent or a liar.
The attacks on the state leadership are on the increase. All of Ohio's top office holders are Republicans. Both houses of the legislature are also controlled by the GOP. And now there's a sense that there could be change coming. For his part, Taft has been steadily losing popularity. He has among the lowest poll numbers of any governor in the nation. The governor has had to return more than $22,000 in campaign contributions from Noe. The Ohio Republican Party, more than $10,000. And the three Republicans who want to replace Taft next year fear their political futures could suffer from this scandal. All three have been distancing themselves from Noe and are trying to figure out how to dispense with the money they got from him. Even President Bush wants to dispose of any tainted money, says Aaron McClear of the Republican National Committee.
All $6,000 that Noe's directly contributed to either the RNC or to the Bush campaign will be donated to charity.
John Green of the University of Akron says the daily battering could have an effect on next year's political landscape.
Potentially, this scandal might create real image problems for the Republicans. After all, they're in charge of the state government, and this particular problem occurred on their watch.
And there's more bad news. State leaders are now admitting the Workers' Compensation Bureau has lost an additional $215 million in a failed hedge fund investment. This latest revelation again brings with it allegations of wrongdoing, lies, and incompetence, and further troubles for the Ohio Republican Party. For NPR News, I'm Joe Ingles in Columbus, Ohio.